This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister again calls on Jamaicans to protect children, primary and high school students to benefit from financial literacy education, and IDB country representative lauds Jamaica's economic reform program. The news in detail after this message.
PICA is pleased to advise that residents of St. Anne's Bay and surrounding areas can now apply and obtain passports at PICA's St. Anne's Bay office, located inside the St. Anne's Bay Post Office at 9 Main Street. Submit your passport application between 8:30 and 4 from Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 3 on Fridays to receive your travel document in 14 working days. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is again urging Jamaicans to be vigilant in protecting children. Lamenting the recent and untimely murders of two adolescent girls in Westmoreland and St. Thomas, the Prime Minister said the future of the country will be jeopardized if youngsters are not allowed to reach adulthood and realize their full potential.
And I want to make a special appeal to parents, mothers and fathers. Keep your children close to you. It is sad for every time you hear child murdered, and it's happening one too many every time.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller is calling on residents to partner with the police to provide protective environments for children and actively ward off threats against their safety. She was speaking at the official launch of the Union Gardens Infant School Building Project on Wednesday. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer says three additional agri-parks are to be established in Western Jamaica during the 2015-2016 fiscal year. This will bring the total to 12.
We intend during this coming financial year to put in some additional ones, particularly in Western Jamaica. One in Sunderland, one at Enfield, and one in Seven Rivers.
Minister Kellyer adds that Seven Rivers property already has an irrigation system in place, while the Sunderland area is conducive to banana production. Eight agri-parks are in operation to date, with the ninth under construction in Unity, St. Mary. The agri-parks project aims to increase agricultural output, create employment, reduce the island's import bill, and stimulate food exports. The pilot phase of the financial literacy program Money Basics for Kids is now underway. This follows the participation of 20 teachers in a training symposium to prepare them with skills to teach money management to primary and high school students. The symposium formed part of 6 months of activities geared towards assessing how best the initiative can be expanded to schools island-wide. Money Basics for Kids seeks to offer students in grades 4 to 7 a simple guide into the world of money management and entrepreneurship through classroom instruction delivered by their teachers. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says his ministry endorses the program, noting that it promotes the development of literacy and numeracy skills.
We hope that the infusion of financial information into the school curriculum will redound to the personal benefit of students and teachers alike.
The Money Basics for Kids program was launched in January and is being sponsored by First Global Bank. And IDB country representative to Jamaica, Therese Turner-Jones, has commended the government on the implementation of its economic reform program, ERP. Mrs. Turner-Jones says implementation of initiatives to grow the economy has served to raise the country's profile as a promising investment destination. She was speaking at a Jamaica Investment Forum, JIF 2015 press briefing earlier this week. The IDB country representative says JIF 2015 is being held at an opportune time when Jamaica has improved its ranking in all major competitiveness indices.
And I think this is something that you can't really work too hard on. It's very important that the world sees Jamaica as a place that's open for business, but also to see that as far as the public finances are concerned, that the government really does want to get the debt on a downward trajectory, because that's very important for investors.
The Jamaica Investment Forum 2015 is planned for March 10 to 12 at the Montego Bay Convention Center and will attract over 150 potential investors representing companies from across the world. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.